Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome to episode 99, the golden episode. I am almost done with the quilt for my sister-in-law, the one for Christmas, made out of gold and yellow fabric. It's beautiful. I really like it. And I'm calling it the golden quilt because I don't like the name that's in the book. So there you have it. Anyway, picture up on the WordPress site. Very excited. Hope to be actually done with the blocks and have them all sewn together by tonight, so tomorrow morning I can go to Thimble Pleasures and get the border fabrics and the backing fabric. I need to do it in the morning because there's a football game, a Carolina football game at 3 in the afternoon, so I don't want to be near Chapel Hill when that starts to happen. But very excited. Just a week of writing and sewing. So it's a good week. Kind of quiet, kind of week spent in my head, but a good week. I want to make this quick because I recorded a lot of quilt diaries, and one of which I claimed that I was going to be a Thursday girl, and I'm not because I came home from my book club meeting last night, and instead of doing this, I sewed, so which is good for all of us, really, because that's why we're here. We like sewing and quilting and sewisting and those things. Okay, so let me say thanks to everyone who commented, and thanks, of course, to all of you who thought about commenting, and I'm getting some emails. It's very nice. Like, I got a really great email from Barbara, and getting some comments from people who don't comment, but I think I'm guilting you into it. That's okay, because I love hearing from you, so if it takes a guilt trip, but I, too, am actually guilty of not always commenting. So anyway, I want to say thanks to Terry, and to Tori, to AJ Dub, to June. Thank you to Maureen, who informed me that the block I am working on for my bedspread, can you call it a bedspread? Quilt? I'm sorry, I feel like I've made a faux pas by saying bedspread. But it is, in fact, a mosaic per Barbara Brackman's block-based software. And someone else earlier had also suggested mosaic, and someone else later in these comments says mosaic, and I like the word mosaic. I like saying mosaic, so let's call it a mosaic quilt. Yay! Heard from Heather, from Janet, who re our discussions of language throws out one to be considered the scrap vomit quilt. Neither Janet nor I like the term scrap vomit quilt. So what are your thoughts? Ick, yuck. Heard from Kelly the Fifth. Heard from Cheryl. And you know what? A lot of these comments are really great, but because I am trying to get this done in under 40 minutes, I'm not going to spend too much time going over them, but lots of great comments, so go read them. Heard from Phil Still Stitching, and this is important because I asked about Craftsy. Craftsy does have lifetime access, so if you buy a class, it's on there, and you can get to it whenever you want. So I'm going to really seriously think about doing the advanced machine quilting class they've got. Heard from Meredith, and she looked at Jenny Byers Quilter's album of patchwork patterns and could not find the block with no name, so leave it to Barbara Brackman to get her done, right? Heard from Janet. Janet also said mosaic, and she found this in Quilt Patterns, Patchwork and Appliqué, St. Louis, Ladies Art Company, 1889. This information is from the Collector's Dictionary of Quilt Names and Patterns by Yvonne M. Kinn, K-H-I-N. She got that from her guild's library today. Yay for guild libraries. Very nice. Thank you, Janet. I got a nice, lovely comment from Jay, who has been getting caught up on my podcast. Thank you so much, Jay. It is always wonderful to hear from you. And a quick addition over on Podbean, I heard from Noni. Thank you, Noni. It's great to hear from you. If you have a comment, you can leave it at theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. That's where the picture of the golden quilt will be. You can also go over to Podbean, which is offkilterquilt.podbean.com, or you can email me at fdal@nc.rr.com. Those are all the places I am, and I do love hearing from you. Ooh, we've gone on to 40 minutes, and I want to stop here. Although I just have many more things I could say, I will say them next week. Thank you for listening, and now on with Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, Day 1, Saturday, September 15th. I have stopped sewing mid-sew because I just thought of some things that I meant to say last week or did say last week, and Audacity trashed them. And if I don't record them right now, I'll probably forget them forever. First thing, Best Christmas Quilts Special Edition, a quilter's newsletter, on display until 11/12/12. So for another month and a half, two patterns by Miss Tanisha Crafty Garden Mom. They are darling. One is a wall hanging. It is so cute. It has a candy cane binding. It is just, what is it called? It's called Christmas string. And it is, in fact, a string with ornaments and Santa and a candy cane. So, so cute. And the quilting I love on it. The background is white and really quilted in kind of a swirly kind of style that I very much like. And so anyway, just so proud of Tanisha. And the other pattern by Tanisha in here is some mug rugs. And I don't do mug rugs, but I do pot holders, and I think they will make lovely, I think I can enlarge them a bit, and they will be great Christmas pot holders. Christmas tree is very cute, very, very cute. And I think the ornaments, I have it on, let me see if I can find the page, on the Christmas tree, they look to be, oh gosh, yes, the ornaments are made out of selvedge strips. Isn't that a great idea? Very, very cute. So the quilt size on these, 6 1/4 by 6 3/4. So I would just enlarge it to like 8 1/4, 8 3/4. That's about the size I do my pot holders. I do them big. So anyway, so proud of Tanisha. And it's a very nice issue all in all. So if you're looking for some Christmas and Hanukkah-inspired quilting, pick it up. But pick it up to support Tanisha and write the editors and say, wow. At Tanisha, she's something. So I wanted to mention that. I wanted to mention the campaign that is going on in Twitterville amongst various quilters. The idea is my mother, Jane, in Louisville should buy a house in Paducah and turn it into a B&B. Pam over at Hip to Be Square volunteered to make all the quilts for all the beds. Now I'm just listening to her most recent episode. She's made a lot of quilts. She has a lot of quilts. I want fresh new quilts, Pam. Not just the stuff you've got in your closet. We'll be expecting fresh, made for this B&B quilting, please. Yeah. What a dream. What a fun dream. Don't you love it, Mom? I just left my mom a message on her machine informing her that this campaign is taking place. It's very real and she needs to be prepared. We have not made our reservations yet. For Paducah, our problem is that places want you to stay for at least 3 days, and our thought is we're staying for 2, and that's problematic. And I can't stay for longer because of Jack's birthday, because I guess we could get, now we probably can't get a hotel room, but at the time, if we could have gotten one, if it had been a different week, you know, I could have stayed on an extra day and by myself, maybe, I don't know. No, there are a lot of just logistics. Since my mom and I would be driving down together, I probably couldn't stay an extra day by myself. Anyway, we've talked about some people open up their houses and rooms in their houses. And while that is not ideal, especially for someone like me, we could do it. We could make it work. So I'll let you know. Or maybe my mom will, in fact, between now and April, buy a house and turn it into a B&B. I think it's a swell idea. So those are the things that immediately came to mind that I needed to share. That was my rotary cutter. Safely closed, of course. Blades covered. Went to Thimble Pleasures today and bought fabric. Yay! I bought a lot of gold and to supplement the very nice golds and yellows that Pam sent me. And I bought some reds and blues, and the blues I got are batiks, and they are gorgeous. I got the man to take a picture for me so you can see. So I should scan. I don't know if I could do that. Scan a picture of the quilt and that I'm going to make. I don't know if that's a violation of copyright, because I'd love to show you the picture of the pattern that I'm going to make. I'll see. I'll figure that out. I'll think about that. But very fun to go fabric shopping. And boy, there was so much gorgeous fabric. If I had been a rich woman walking into that store, I would have walked out with a lot of fabric. And you know, I don't buy a lot of fabric if I don't have a project. I tend to be very focused that way. But today, oh, so much gorgeous stuff out there. It was crazy making. But I didn't. I stuck to my guns. Got this stuff. AJ Dub sent me some blues. I think I mentioned that she did. And a really good fair number. So I'm excited. I'm going to try to get... this is a sewing weekend for me. Last night, I did a reading at a very nice bookstore in Chapel Hill called Flyleaf. If you're ever in Chapel Hill, go to Flyleaf. It's on Martin Luther King. It's just lovely. The people there are very informed about books. It's just amazing selection of titles, a really good selection of used books. I love it. It's the sort of bookstore that Chapel Hill has needed for years and for some weird reason has not had. But now it's been there 2 or 3 years and is wonderful. So I read over there and it was so nice. It's a great reading space. A lot of people came out, a lot of girls. My friend Jennifer does my PR. She's a PR person. She works with Simon & Schuster, and she started working on my stuff a few years ago with Falling In, and I think she actually got some money. She got some money this time just to do this party, but she's been great. I mean, partly she likes it. She considers it kind of a resume builder, so I'm happy to help, and she does such a good job, and so there were neat stuff, and... friendship bracelet making tables and a graffiti wall and lots of snacks and lots of girls came out and I had a lot of friends come out. I had a friend who I've not seen in years and years. We used to work together and she's just a darling woman and she knows the man and we know her husband. When we worked together, when Ann and I worked together, she wasn't married. I was there when she met Tom when she started that relationship and now she's got two children and one of them's fourth grade, one of them's sixth grade, so had children at roughly the same time. I think that's one of the reasons we just haven't seen each other, and she's over in Chapel Hill and I'm here, and it was just so lovely to see her, and it was one of those things where she just hadn't changed and we hadn't changed, and it was just happy, and a number of friends came out, and I always feel kind of funny about that. My friend Jennifer had asked me to go on Facebook and invite people, and I feel like I'm imposing. Friday night, you're tired. I mean, all I wanted to do was sit on the couch and drink a glass of wine. But for Jennifer's sake, because she has done so much great work for my books, and a good turnout looks good for her, too, I did it. Just local people. And a lot of people came out. And so I was very touched, and I decided to view it not as imposing on people, but... just allowing myself to appreciate that people, they want to be supportive when they can be. And you can't always go out. You can't always support the cause. And so this was a way for people to support me. And a bunch of people from my book group were there. That was very sweet. So anyway, it was really nice. It was a good reading. I also did a radio interview. And that went well as well. But that's a big day for me. That's a lot of being up and friendly and social, and it's a lot of nervous energy. I didn't get anything done all day except the interview was at noon, and I went grocery shopping and picked up the boys from school and that kind of stuff, but it was just really so today I'm exhausted, but I'm having a sewing day tomorrow. I'm going to sew. I may or may not go to church is outside. As I've mentioned, I go to Duke Chapel, and they're repairing the chapel. Some of the chapel ceiling fell down this summer, and that is a concern because the ceilings are really, really high up. They're like 70-foot ceilings, and so fortunately no one was hurt, but someone could get hurt, so they're doing a big ceiling inspection. And I think the weather will be nice tomorrow, but it may be just warm enough, and I may just be tired enough where I don't know if they'll show it on TV or on YouTube or wherever. Usually you can watch live, and sometimes I do that. I go to church and sew in my sewing table. But I'm kind of thinking I may blow it off, and just if I can't get it, if they're not showing it live because they're not really set up to tape it out, to record it outside, I can watch some church. I missed a service a few weeks ago and really actually wanted to see that preacher. Her name is Ellen Davis. She teaches at the Divinity School and is a really interesting theologian. If you are a Wendell Berry fan, she is too, and that's the kind of stuff she writes about, and the environment and our relationship to the land. So I may watch Ellen Davis, watch that whole church service, and sew and work on my new quilt that I am so excited about, and work on my the Quilt That Shall Not Be Named quilt, and who knows what else. I'm just about to finish up that Block of the Month star that I took a picture of for last week, and so that would be crazy to actually get caught up on the Block of the Month and just have a few more to go. So that is my update for today. I may actually come back later. I may just be so excited about sewing that I come back later and tell you more, but that's what I needed to tell you right now. So either later today or some other time soon, I shall be back. Quilt Diary, Day 2. It's Sunday, September 16th. This may be brief, but I thought of another thing I needed to tell you that I had forgotten about, which is last Sunday, we gave Rick his star quilt, and he got very kind of teary-eyed. He's kind of sentimental, but he really loved it. And he said, I'm hanging this up. I'm like, oh, I should have put a sleeve. I said, you want me to put a sleeve? He's like, no, I'll figure it out. But it's funny, I had not thought of that possibility. I just imagined Rick watching TV wrapped up in his quilt, but I think it would be pretty hung up. So I was happy by him saying that. Does that make sense? I was happy by him. I was made happy. I wasn't that happy. I thought it was nice, though. He liked it enough to want to hang it up. I have been cutting for, now we have to learn the name of this quilt. It is Blue's Crossing. That is the name of this quilt. It doesn't seem quite the right name. I'm going to call it the Golden Quilt because there's a lot of gold. As I mentioned yesterday, I went out and bought some gold fabric, and Pam sent me some, so I am good to go with the gold. It is the gold, the Golden Quilt. Let's call it the Golden Quilt, because Blue's Crossing misses it entirely. I'm sorry, I know that's the copyrighted name of this pattern, and I apologize. And I'm not selling it, or showing it, or doing anything to it, but giving it to my golden sister-in-law. So it's the Golden Quilt. But yes, I cut and cut and cut, and today I'm doing more half-square triangles. I am the queen of the half-square triangle, and these half-square triangles are made, these are folded corner units, okay? So it's the half-square triangle where you sew two squares together and then fold one half back and iron it back and then cut, you know, please tell me you know this because again, I only really describe things well when I sit down and write them down on paper, and even then, my books are not description Latin books, and there's a reason, but you know, but it's the kind where, yeah, so you put the two squares together face to face, right side facing, and you sew down the middle and then you fold one side back and you press it down and then you cut the little bottom ear off. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So that is a different form. I'm not claiming perfection. I don't know if there's anyone who can really claim HST perfection. But I feel that I'm getting much more consistent. One of the things doing half square triangles this way is that I am doing the seam, so when I go, so I draw the lines, and it's on each, I'm doing it on the gold fabric, on the gold square, I draw the diagonal line, corner to corner, I just need that, and it takes a little extra time, but it's worth it to me to do it. It's much less frustrating, because I think they come out a lot better, and where am I going with this? So I do that, no, I have no idea where I was going with that thought, but I do draw the line diagonally. Oh, I know where I was going with that. And then when I sew, I actually sew just a teeny tiny touch, like a hundredth of an inch, a tiny bit to the right of that line. I mean, just a needle's width to the right. And I think that works. I think that helps make the squares, because if I do it right on the line, when I fold the fabric back, it doesn't actually cover the bottom square, do you know what I mean? That the top triangle that's made by the fold doesn't cover the fabric beneath it. But if I do just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit to the right of the line, then when I fold the fabric back, of course, I never know when I'm ironing which side of the line I sewed on, so I just try it both ways and see which one is more accurate and actually covers the triangle beneath it. Does this make sense? Are you visualizing anything as I say these things? I don't know. This is why I don't teach quilting. It's actually probably one of 109 reasons why I don't teach quilting. Although, did I tell you I went to my neighbor's house? I think I might have told you that. I went down to Amy's house and saw all the very innovative ways she and her daughters have put this quilt together. It's going to be a beautiful quilt. It's really pretty. And Amy has done, sews. She's a sewist. She's actually a seamstress. I think we can call her seamstress because the sewing she has done has been garment sewing. So it's not completely nuts, but everything is going to work. But you're kind of looking at some of the stuff and going, wow, you did that about the hardest way possible. But because she has some sewing experience, everything is fairly accurate. And so I have done some quilt education. I have been involved in quilt education, but I'm not sure how helpful I really was. And I know I'm not being that helpful now, which with my HST talk. That sounds sort of like a disease. Yeah, she's got HST. Wow, that is too bad. I'm really sorry to hear that. Yeah, her HST's it's pretty bad right now. Anyway, I did want to share about Rick's star quilt, the handing over of the quilt, and that he was very, very pleased and touched. And I have really spent a good chunk of time this weekend making these half square triangles, right, the gold and red half square triangles. When I finish, and it's possible I'll finish tonight, I need to do some emails and some room parent stuff, but that I will have 96 and still have many more to go, but I think it's going to be a pretty quilt. I really do. Gold is pretty. The golden quilt. Ah, doesn't have a nice sound. That's better than, what was it, Blues Crossing? Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Blues Crossing as a name for a quilt, but the golden quilt. Ah, I like it. Okay. Well, I'm in the process of making a pot roast, making a pot roast really isn't a process, is it? You just throw it in the pot and you roast it with some water. But I've just put in the vegetables, and now I need to go make some biscuits out of Bisquick because I go that extra mile for my family. You know, they love these Bisquick biscuits. First of all, the man is a Bisquick kind of guy. He makes his pancakes with Bisquick, so we always have a box around. He hasn't done much pancake making. Probably now that the weather's cooling down, he'll do more. But yes, so these I got this recipe like out of a magazine, like an ad, a Bisquick ad, and you mix up the Bisquick and some milk and some cheddar cheese, and then you glop it on to the cookie tray, and then right as they're done baking, you put some butter on top with a little garlic powder, and it's very nice. Really healthy is the thing. I mean, I think some real nutritional groundwork is getting laid down with these biscuits. Cheese, cheddar cheese, protein, yum. So I've got to go make my health food for my family, who I love so much. I do. They're a very nice family. But I think that's my news, my up-to-the-minute news right now. So I think whatever other reports I have this week will be mostly about half-square triangles, including, by the way, got a comment, and I will specify who that's from when I go over the comments when I do the introduction. But someone looked it up on Barbara Brackman. It's from Barbara Brackman. Okay, Barbara Brackman. It's like a database, like every quilt block ever made by anyone ever in the world. And this block, according to Barbara Brackman, who we have to admit is an authority, Mosaic. And someone else had said that earlier as a possibility. But this most recent comment was, yes, this is it. And that's fine because Mosaic was about my favorite. Actually, the block with no name is my very favorite, but Mosaic is easier to say. So the Mosaic quilt. And someone else, and again, we'll specify a little later, or a little earlier, really, in the telling of this tale, just said, you know, why don't you just with the somber blue blocks, mosaic blocks, and the more playful, she's just like, just mix them up, you know, alternate. And that's what I've been doing on my board and on my design wall. And you know what? It kind of looks nice. It might be just a touch girlier than the man's going to want, but I think it's going to look nice and playful. So I'm going to go with that. I am. I'm going to go with the mixing and matching. So I made last night, I did, you know, these blocks, the longest part of them, the most labor-intensive part, is cutting down the half-square triangles. But AJ Deb, sent me some nice blue fabric. And in fact, I got the man to take pictures of the fabric I bought, as well as the fabric that Pam and Amy sent. But this batik, it's beautiful. I actually have it right here. It looks like, imagine looking to the sky. It's evening. The sun has just set and it's stormy and the sky is kind of really dark and blue-green. You know, do you know what kind of sky I'm talking about? But imagine you're looking through tree branches. And that it's a batik. It's gorgeous. And I made a block out of that, a mosaic block out of that last night. It made me very happy. So I will continue to work on my mosaic blocks. And who knows, one day I might even get a whole quilt out of it. We shall see. I have to say, I'm having fun just working with a pattern that's in a book, saying, do this, do that, do this, do that, and that there's some variation. That's been kind of fun, and I do like gold fabric. Oh, this fabric. Some of the fabric I got is really beautiful, but you will see it because the man took a picture. All right, that's it for now. Bye. Quilt Diary, Day 3. I'm pretty sure it's Day 3. I really need to listen to this stuff before I continue recording. If it goes past a day or two, I've completely forgotten what I talked about. It's kind of sad. I think I talked about going to Thimble Pleasures and starting the Golden Quilt, which is coming along quite nicely. By the way, it's Wednesday, September 19th. But yes, the Golden Quilt. I am almost done with the golden red blocks, and I will certainly have a picture of those to put up tomorrow, Thursday. Being a Thursday girl, I like to post things on a Thursday. I don't know if I will have any of the golden blue blocks. It's going to be really pretty, I think. I really think so. I'm in love with the golden blocks. I'm in love with the golden quilt. I'm excited to show you. I have a question for you. Now, I've mentioned in the past, I volunteer for the North Carolina Folklife Institute, and the director, my volunteer boss, as I call her, Joy, is talking about doing some sort of quilt tour. One of these things where interested persons would get on a bus in the morning and go to a quilty area. For instance, it could be, I can't remember the name of the county. I want to say Persons County, and that may be right, and that may be completely wrong, but there's a county north of here that actually has a big quilting community. I've never been up there. This is sad. It's true, but in any event, so getting on a bus, going up, and doing what? That's what she wants to know. I've been doing a little bit of research for quilt tours, many of which are several day things or overseas trips. Let's take a tour to Ireland. But there are many, as probably would come as no surprise, in Amish country, where you go and you go to fabric stores and you visit museums and you go to gardens and all sorts of things. So my question to you, if you were going to do a one day bus tour, A, would you do it? B, what would you want that day to entail as a quilter? So it's a quilt-centered tour. One of the things we're looking at is, of course, going to an area that's got a quilt festival or quilt show going on. And there are a bunch. I actually did research and found there's a great calendar, basically, quilt festivals. Actually, I think it covered every state. So, but in my case, quilt festivals in North Carolina for the year 2012. Not just festivals, but shows. And there was really a great wealth, especially up in the mountains. But here in Durham, in October, is the Orange Durham County Quilt Guild show, which I'm very excited about. Here's a funny thing. All right, so I'm assuming that I mentioned some point earlier in one of these diaries that I was on the radio on Friday. First of all, one weird thing, I was on again today. This is WUNC, The State of Things, and I went on Friday to talk about my new book, The Second Life of Abigail Walker. It was a good interview. I was very pleased with it. And then yesterday, one of the producers called me and said, we are doing a show on Girl Talk, which is actually an art exhibit that's going up at the Contemporary
Art Museum in Raleigh. All I could just see were the letters CAM, Contemporary Art Museum in Raleigh. And it looks really good, and it's got stuff by some artists I've not heard of, although I met them today at the radio station. They were super cool. But also people like Jenny Holzer and Barbara Kruger, who were big, big, big in the 80s, doing a lot of stuff with language and text, and were fairly feminist in their approach and very funny. That was the great thing, is they were really funny, and lots of installations and what have you. So this show is opening Friday in Raleigh, and so they were doing a show talking about Girl Talk, and part of the talk was with some academic types talking about things about linguistics and how girls talk, and talking about things like, what is it called, uptalk, where people finish up their sentences, they're making statements, but they're actually in, like, it's a question. Yes, that's uptalk. And also vocal fry, which I can't even do. I think it's something like that. It's weird. Apparently it's big. It's big. So they had a couple academics on via the telephone, and then these artists and the curator of the show, and they were so cool. And then they wanted me to come on because I write for girls, and write, not just write for girls, I write for boys too, but a lot of my books are more girl oriented, and so write a lot of girl characters. And so they wanted me to come and talk about how you make girls talk in books. And it was okay. It wasn't as good as the interview on Friday. It was much shorter, and I listened to it later today, and I felt more that I was more ummy and more kind of all over the place. But still, to be honest, after two professors talking about linguistics, I think I was really a breath of fresh air, despite my kind of being all over the place, because the two women before me were a little dry. I think that was kind of vocal fry, little dry. No, that's not it. Look it up. It's weird. You can go onto YouTube, and you can hear people doing what's called vocal fry, which is apparently what all the girls are doing. It's all the rage. Yes, on the radio. Where am I going with this? How did I get from quilt tours to this? But on the radio, art, I have no idea. I have no idea, girls. I am tired because I also went to the gym today, which is not actually that big of a big deal, except I worked out a little harder. I did the ellipticals and like made it very steep, which is good. But now I'm just like, ooh, it's 9 o'clock and I'm kind of ready for bed here. Okay, no idea where I'm going. So let's just get back to, what do you want to do? Would you go? Oh, gosh, yes. How did I get from the Durham? I know, back up, back up, back up. It's all coming back to me. I do not have Alzheimer's yet. But I was on the radio on Friday, went to Whole Foods Saturday, actually over in Chapel Hill, because I went to Simple Pleasures, and ran into my old next-door neighbor, Else, very nice person, and she was so excited. She's like, oh, I heard you on the radio yesterday, except she sounded Dutch, because she is Dutch. She'd heard the interview, and so we were talking, and this, and what's going on, and I talked about that I was doing a lot of quilting, and she said, oh, yes, I think I saw a quilt of yours at the quilt show a couple years ago. I'm like, yes. Was it back in a corner? That was mine. So for those of you who are newer listeners, that was a little traumatic part of my life about 2 years ago, where I decided to, you know, sometimes I actually decide to participate in life and join things. And I decided I would be a part of the 2010 Orange Durham County, or it's actually Durham Orange County Quilt Guild show. And I submitted a quilt. It was a quilt I made through the Thimble Pleasures Machine Quilting 1 class. And it was a very basic quilt. It was not an exciting quilt. And I was not heavily involved in the guild, so no one knew me. But when I went to the show, my quilt was really, it was hung in a back corner facing a brick wall. It was really sad. I'm amazed that Else saw it. Because it really, she was probably one of about three people who did. But it was a little, made me a little sad. But again, that somebody's quilt had to go there and they didn't know me and it wasn't really that great of a quilt. So whatever, but I'm not doing it this year. Partly, I haven't been going to meetings because my Bible study meets on Monday nights. Oh, I think I did tell you. Yes, I did tell you that Rick loved the quilt. We've just started up again, Disciple 2. We're doing Genesis, Exodus, Luke, and Acts for a year. This is what we're doing, which I'm very excited about. I think it'll be really interesting to go very deep into these texts, and I really love my group. It's fun, and it's still just the five of us. We were prepared to open up to other people if they wanted to join us, but we were hoping no one would. And maybe it's kind of sad that no one would, but we're excited. So that's a Monday night thing, and the guild meetings are Monday nights. So I think it will be another year before the joining the guild is a possibility, and who knows, maybe I will. It could be just something that's going to happen later on. Yes, okay, so back to the quilt tour. What would you want to do if you said, okay, we're going to get on a bus early in the morning and we're going to go to this town that's known for its quilting. It's got quilt shops. Maybe there's a quilt show. What would you want to do? What kind of structure would you want? Would you want, like, well, let's get there, let's go to the show and lunch here, and then let's do here, and that's, would you want to do non-quilty things? Would you want, I don't know. I've never tried to put something like this together. It did seem like on some of the tours I saw that there were non-quilty things. If there was a nice local site to see, like one of the places, there was a garden, you know, a renowned local garden. So that was on the itinerary. So that's the word I'm looking for, itinerary. What itinerary would make you happy? Let me know. If you've got a few minutes, let me know. I would appreciate it. And then I can get back to Joy, my volunteer boss, who came to my reading on Friday night with her children, which I was so touched by because she lives kind of out in the country. And I just thought that was really neat. So anyway, so let's all help Joy because she was nice to me. I have been sewing like a mad woman. I really have. I'm just about to finish all the yellow blocks. And I'm not sure how many there are total. I could go over and count, but I'm not going to. 48, I think that seems like too much. 24, possibly. And then the blue stuff, there's not as many blue, and they're not really blue blocks, they're blue and gold blocks. And I wish I could say, I don't know if I will have any blue blocks. You're going to have to wait till next week. But the weird thing is, and it's just because I'm sewing obsessively. Why? I'll tell you why. There's a very simple reason why. Because my book club book this month, which our meeting is tomorrow night, is Brave New World. So when I have reading time, I feel obligated to read Brave New World. And the problem is that I don't want to read Brave New World. I've now read about 100 pages. I get it. It's not horrible. It's just not my thing. It's so much not my thing. It's an idea book. You know, it's all about ideas. So, and I'm not against ideas. I love ideas. But in books, novels, I really love characters and relationships and what have you. And it's not the kind of book. I can only go for an hour tomorrow night anyway because the man is out of town. So that's about as long as I can be away. Yes, so that's what I feel like I should be reading. I feel guilty if I'm reading anything else. And since I'm not reading A Brave New World, I'm just sewing. And it's really fun. And have we discussed Amazon Prime? I can't remember if I've talked about it. I could have talked about it like first thing. I think I probably did. Did I talk about watching The West Wing? That's what I'm doing. I'm watching The West Wing. It's crazy. I'm loving it. It's such idealistic entertainment. You know, it just really is. I love Josh. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just digging on the Amazon Prime. I have coming from Netflix tomorrow, Freaks and Geeks. The first disc, I think it was only one season long. It was a great, great show. If you never watched it and you grew up and you sort of came of age in the late 70s, it is the show for you. So I've got that coming. I think my son, I think Jack, thinks I'm just a total hypocrite because I tell him, you're so addicted to the screen. And then all I do is watch Netflix and Amazon Prime while I sew. I'm like, yeah, Speaking of Jack, he's doing really well. He's running for treasurer. He just seems happier because we're making him stay downstairs. See, again, I'm saying this stuff like, did I say it before? I don't know. Forgive me. I'm just going to shut up because I have no idea what I said earlier. And will I listen to it? I mean, I might listen to it, but it's not doing us any good now. So I'm going to end because we're really close to 35 minutes and I still have to do an introduction, which I'll do tomorrow. So let's sign off. I'm also really tired. I need to quit this exercise. It's wearing me out. It's wearing me thin. I hope you have a good week. I hope you've been having a good week, and I hope you're looking forward to a nice weekend. I'm very excited because we really don't have anything planned. I am in the process. I may get together for a late afternoon drink with some friends of mine from my old church. Don't you love drinking with your friends from your old church? Oh, yeah. And that should be nice. They're very nice people. That's my thing lately. It's like, you want to get together? Yes, let's get together for a glass of wine late Saturday afternoon. Like one glass of wine. And then you go home and eat dinner. I think that's good. Yes. So that's kind of all. And cleaning my attic. I was going to do that last week. Didn't happen. But it might happen this week. At least we might get the clothes out and into bags to take to Goodwill. That's my dream. I hope you have a dream for your weekend. And I hope that dream includes working on a quilt. Still don't have a tagline. Maybe for my 100th. Here's the thing. So next week, 100th episode, why don't somebody come up with a tagline for me for an end of the show quilt long and prosper. See, that's really the best one in the world. Pam already got it. If I could just steal that. Can I just steal that? Can I just make it mine even though I'm not even a Star Trek fan? Could I just, and I could start saying, well, I actually came up with that first and Pam stole it from me. Probably not. That's not fair. That's not community minded, is it? No, it's not. Okay, somebody come up with the final tagline for me. That could be like, yes, I might even give you a prize. I don't know what it'd be. And I've been terrible about giving out any prizes or giveaways, but I would do a prize for that. Think about it. I need a lot of feedback from you this week. Quilt tour itinerary and a final tagline. It's not really a tagline. I know. I'm tired. Shut up. I'm shutting up. I'm getting out of here. That could be my tagline. Okay. Shutting up now. Bye. See ya.